This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's state epidemiologist says the federal government's change to the recommended childhood vaccine schedule is not expected to impact vaccine availability here. Yesterday, the CDC reduced from 17 to 11 the number of vaccines routinely recommended for all children. Dr. Rachel Herlihy says Colorado's Board of Health had already decided last month to align with the guidance of a top medical group and will continue with the routine schedule.
So that absolutely is not going to change. And we continue to look to recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics as well.
Herlihy does worry the federal changes could sow confusion among parents. A former bus aide charged with felony assault and child abuse pleaded guilty the morning her trial in Arapahoe County was set to start. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Kiara Jones is accused of beating and stomping the feet of disabled kids in the Littleton District riding to and from school in 2024. Most of the kids are nonverbal and couldn't speak out, but the incidents were captured on a bus camera. Jones initially pleaded not guilty to all of the charges. Jones will be sentenced in March. Families of the children are seeking the maximum prison sentence of 15 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Mesa County court will relitigate one of Western Colorado's most notorious trials. James Genrick was convicted in 1993 for a string of pipe bombings that killed two people. He's been granted a new trial after spending more than three decades in prison. This comes after attorneys from the Innocence Project proved that a key piece of evidence used in his conviction was based on debunked forensic science. Genrick's retrial is set for April 13th. More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.